Welcome to the Stepmomming Made Easy podcast. I'm your host, Kristen Skiles. Stepmomming is a wild ride, but you don't have to go it alone anymore. I'm here to give you validating insights and powerful shifts to build a stepmom life you love. This is your safe space. Welcome home, my friend.
Hey, welcome back to the Stepmomming Made Easy podcast. I'm so happy that you are here. Today, I want to get really vulnerable with you. I want to share with you, if I could go back and do it all over again, what would I do differently? How would I tackle this role in a way that makes it far more manageable and far more enjoyable for all of us? I want to talk about some of the mistakes I made, some of the missteps I took, and how I could avoid those if I could go back and do it all over again. I've learned a lot of lessons the hard way, to be perfectly frank. And I want to help other stepmoms have it easier and get to that lasting peace and happiness as a stepmom, that stepmom life you love, so much quicker. You know, when I became a stepmom, I was frankly lost. I felt like I was struggling to just keep my head above water. I felt so alone in my struggles, and I also felt really ashamed of those struggles. I would tell myself, being a parent shouldn't be this hard, not when I love her dad so much. And it seemed like even the most innocuous task was something that I would overthink or I would question myself about. You know, when I made dinner, I would wonder, did his ex, Krista's mom, did she make better food? Was it healthier? Was it tastier? When I got the invitation for the open house at school, can I go? If I go, will I be left out? What will others say about dad's girlfriend? I went down this rabbit hole of questions with everything. It could be the big things, or it could be the small things like painting Krista's nails. Is this going to upset her mom? Or if I went on date night with Kevin, I caught up in these insecurities. Did he go here with her before me? Do I need to try to measure up? Is he comparing my experience here with the experience he had with her here? I even had a lot of guilt around decisions with softball games. You know, I really don't want to attend this one, but I feel like I have to. I guess I better suck it up. There were so many times that I was faced with conflicting feelings where I know my gut was telling me this feels off, this doesn't feel right, but I didn't have the tools to manage them. And I was left in this incubator of uncomfortable, shameful feelings without anyone who got it. And it was a lonely, sad experience for a lot of the time. I had such glimmers of hope and happiness, and I would not have stuck around if I didn't have those. My husband is an incredible man, and if he wasn't the most incredible man I'd ever met, we wouldn't be where we are today. His daughter is phenomenal. I love our family, but I struggled so much despite that. So if I could go back and do things all over again, here are five things that I would do now if I became a stepmom today. First things first, I would find a stepmom friend. I would find somebody who gets it because no one gets it like another stepmom. I really thought my partner was going to get it because he's in it, right? He's in the same family dynamic as me, but he is not in the same perspective as me. He has a different relationship with his ex and shared history with his ex that I simply don't have. He has shared history with his daughter and a different relationship with her than I have. I would call my mom and my sister and different people who I trusted to give me advice and comfort in everyday life, and they weren't stepmoms. They didn't get it. Not really. They could empathize with me as best they could. But unless you have been in the trenches and you have experienced some of these stepmom stressors and struggles, you really don't get it, and you can't offer comfort and advice in the way that you need it. Finding my very first stepmom friend changed so much for me. It gave me hope. It gave me comfort that I am not alone in these struggles and that I don't need to feel ashamed of them. The second thing that I would do, if I could start all over again, give this all a second go, is start getting to know Krista without feeling the need to be in a parent role. And we did this sort of. When Kevin introduced me to his daughter, he introduced me as a friend. And I was a friend for a very long time before she found out we were dating. And that really helped us. It helped us to have a foundation with no pressure, where I could get to know her and she could get to know me and we could have trust without some of the loyalty binds or conflicting feelings that come up for children of divorce. That was super helpful. But once she did find out we were dating, once I moved in, some of these things, that made me feel a lot of pressure to step into this parent role with discipline, with setting expectations, with enforcing rules, with setting some standards for homework and schoolwork. And that's not what she needed from me. That's not what she needed from me at all. But it's what I felt like I should do. I would give myself, if I could go back, I would give myself permission to take that step back, to continue to do the things I enjoy, and to do the things where Krista is receptive to my involvement without feeling so much pressure to show up in a way that probably isn't going to feel as natural to either one of us. That caused a lot of insecurities on my behalf because I felt like I wasn't measuring up. It caused a lot of conflict for her in feeling like she should respect me, but she doesn't actually have that inherent respect for me. I would go back and stop ruffling so many feathers and ease my way into that parent role a lot slower than I did. The third thing that I would do, if I could go back and change some of those first steps as a stepmom, is that I would start doing the hard inner work on my second spouse insecurities. I was riddled with these insecurities. I felt like I was the second model. I felt like I was trying to step into someone else's family and someone else's role in this family, and that I had the opportunity to fail in those comparisons at every turn. I thought about Kevin's ex and the way that she would have shown up in his life or in his daughter's life pretty much all the time. I did not want to ever fail by comparison, so I worked myself to death trying to be better, trying to win this imaginary competition in my head. But I had already won whatever competition there was. They weren't right together. We were. That's why he was not with her and he was with me instead. I had such a challenging time seeing that and working my way through that in the beginning. And this was something I struggled with for over a year, probably closer to a year and a half, to this heavy extent. And so if I could go back, I would start doing the work. What am I so scared of? What is that fear? Where is this coming from? What has my partner shown me to be true? Are these actual real fears that are driven by something my partner has done or said, or is this imaginary? I would address those from the beginning so that they didn't continue to affect my relationship for so long. I had a period of time where I wondered if I was going to even make it down the aisle because I didn't know if I could live in someone else's shadow for the rest of my life. How sad is that? That I had agreed to marry someone and still felt like I was living in the shadow of his ex. I don't want that for other stepmoms. I don't want that for myself if I could go back all those years and do this over again. I would do that inner work. I would work on those insecurities from the very beginning and really get to the root of them and resolve them early and often. The fourth thing that I would do if I could go back and do it all over again is have a critical conversation with Kevin up front about each of our expectations and core needs within this relationship and our family. This would be a conversation about house rules, about expectations around my role and where I want to fit in and where I don't want to fit in, core needs when it comes to communication, especially communication with his ex and making changes to the schedule or things like that. We dealt with a lot of these things as they came up, but we could have saved ourselves a lot of conflict and grief if we would have just had this important conversation up front. If we had both gotten very clear on what those expectations and core needs are, then we would have had a much stronger foundation when other things unexpectedly came up, as they do in stepfamily life. And last, but certainly not least, the fifth thing that I would do if I could go back and become a stepmom all over again today, try everything fresh, would be I would start setting boundaries. When I first became a stepmom, I did not have a good concept of boundaries. I didn't understand what they were on a real, true working level. I didn't know you could say no. Perhaps that sounds amateur, juvenile, but I truly didn't realize that if I was uncomfortable with something, I didn't have to suck it up for the sake of my family. I could say no. I could use my voice, and that my voice was equal to the rest of my family. I can say, I don't want to go to that event, but y'all can still go. I could do that. I could use that voice instead of putting myself in a position that makes me uncomfortable. Because when I put myself in a position that makes me uncomfortable, that just spills over into every other relationship. It's not something that you get uncomfortable and then it goes away. You go to that event, it makes you uncomfortable. You maybe lash out at your partner a little bit, or you're not as engaged with your stepchild. There are consequences for not setting boundaries. And I know that today, but I didn't know any of that when I first became a stepmom. So if I could go back and do things differently, this is a massive one. I would start saying no and start setting critical boundaries to protect my peace from day one. This was a huge piece missing for me for so many years. I'm grateful I've cultivated those skills today, without a doubt. But if I could go back and do it all over again, I would start using those skills from day one. So that's it. Those are the five things that I would go back if I could do it all over again and I would change. They're not too big. They're not these massive shifts that require you to change too much. However, they have a massive impact. That's what I advise. Those are the things that I personally have learned so much from and where I have found the most growth and comfort and validation in this stepmom role. If you are struggling today, please give yourself grace, my friend. Stepmomming is not for the faint of heart. This stuff is so hard. And it is not hard because you are not good at it. It is not hard because you are not cut out for this. It is hard because step-parenting is hard. It is easily one of the hardest things I have ever done. I am grateful for the growth that I have seen in it. I am so grateful for the family and the marriage that I have today, having worked through this. You deserve a stepmom life you love. Do some of the hard work. Set boundaries. Find a stepmom friend. Turn on my podcast. I am here to validate you. You deserve a stepmom life you love, and I am so, so grateful that you are here and tuning in week after week. I will see you right back here next week, my friend.